Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I'm off on a 10,500-kilometer motorcycle road trip by the time you hear this. Now, most motorcycle tires are only good for a few thousand kilometers, quite surprisingly. There are some that will do a little bit more, but only if you know a couple of things. I picked the Motaz Adventure tires. Now, tires are a little dangerous when brand new. Not many people realize that. They need a few kilometers to bed in, and done wrong on a motorcycle, at least thousands of kilometers of use becomes hundreds. The tires are spat out of the manufacturer's molds, glossy and devoid of any traction. The first few meters could see you low siding if you don't get the grip bedded in. A bit of gentle cornering and use get the mirror-like glossy surface more sandpaper-like in texture, increasing surface grip area exponentially and enhancing the coefficient of friction a lot. It's a myth, however, that tires are covered in the factory in silicone goop. Not a single major manufacturer does this anymore. Sometimes release agent is actually used in the mold, but only on the lettering, but no more than that. The second issue is heat cycling. Now, a few rounds of so-called tempering the rubber does wonders. Warm then cold for the first 100 to 150 odd kilometers. Well, that's for adventure tires anyway. Shortish trips at reasonable speed, getting them warm and cooled between sessions. For an off-road adventure tire, this is critical. A racing tire, however, on the other extreme, could be bedded in on one single easy lap of a racetrack, and then you could go full tilt after that. If you do this, you're going to ensure maximum grip and durability for your tires. It really is worth it. That's it for this week, and I hope that saves somebody's life. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za. FMR.